Tikantemis Rabbi. That's very good. You fixed up the master. The master's happy now. One day he sees he works for him. One day he doesn't work for him. Then the master's okay. But v'yasatz molei tikantem. But you didn't fix up the eved himself. The eved is stuck. Rashi says, kol takonis Rabbi kan he. Avot takonis eved en kan. You didn't fix up the eved himself. And the sakim b'mishpat hamamoin le nisakim period rivya. Like true, the Eved has his time when he has to work. One day he works, one day he's free. But what about the mitzvah pru revu? This Eved can't get married to anybody now. Lisa shivcha and yochel. He can't get married to another shivcha kananis and yochel. Why? Because he's a chati ben chorin, and a ben chorin is also to a shivcha. If he'll be a complete Eved kanani and Eved kanani, is mutter to marry a shivcha kananis. They can get married and have children. But now that half of this person was freed, the chatzi part that's free is not allowed to live with the shivcha. So male, this chatzi eved now cannot marry a shivcha. Bas chorin and yochel. Who are then this person, this chatzi eved now cannot get married to a regular isha? Why? Because half of him is still an eved kanani. And an eved kanani is also to marry a bas chorin. A regular lady is also to marry an eved kanani. So if so, the way this person is right now, that he's half free and half an Eved, he can't get married. So Livatel, you want him to stay single, not to get married. The world was created in order to have children. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, the world wasn't created to be empty, but Leshevas Yitzara, Hashem created the world to Leshevas, that there should be people, the world should be populated. Hashem wants the world to be populated. If so, it's a tremendous mitzvah to make it that this guy could get married. So it's not nice, b'shamay tainis, to leave the Eved the way he is right now. And his mitzvah being a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin, he can't get married. Rashi says, le'toyah b'ro, le'borah kodesh b'ruch v'esor, it's liyaz b'lo yishuv. El l'shevus yitzor, Hashem created the world that there should be a population. Latoyah speaks out that high essay olim tfei mepiri of rivia. This essay of loisoy of a row is greater than the stam the mitzvah for revu. Because the yom of megillah perak basra moichradim say for torah release isha lo matira or maisi loisoy of a row. The more doesn't mean out the pasuk of pur revu, but brings out this pasuk. Mashma, this is a big chiddush. The whole world that like that loshna gemara is like le nivroy lo melo le piri of rivia. Hey, stam from the pasuk in chumash that says pur revu. It doesn't say how strong the mitzvah is. But from here, the Pasuk says a lotion like Lesovaro, like no purpose Hashem created the world, was there should be a population in the world. So here we see it's a very chashvazach, this mitzvah. Yeah. So Melo, what can we do for this Eved? So therefore, Beishamai says, Elim of Netikon Elim. Havad of Asoni, Takona, Midrabonin. The Rabonin came and made a Takona, made a degree here that says what? That Koifin as Rabbi V'Oisoise Ben Chorin. The Rabbanan came to this master now that still owns this Eved. He only owns half of him. And the Bezdin tells this master, you have to go and free the Eved right now. Make him into a complete Ben Chorin. Now that he's a complete Ben Chorin, he's like a regular Yisrael, he can marry a Bas Chorin. The Kaisav Loishtara Chatzidomov. Ah, you're losing money. Like you own the Eved right now. Senechanami. The Eved will write you back a star, a check that he owes you the money, how much he's worth. If he's worth, let's say, $100, he'll write you a shtar saying he owes you $100. That's Beishamai's Eitzah. And the Gemara says that Beis Hillel was also Chozer and agrees to Beishamai, that's the Locha. The Locha is like Beishamai. So that's called the Mishnah Achreina. The Mishnah Achreina means later on, Beis Hillel agrees to Beishamai and Chozer. So therefore, like Rashi explained, Lefi, the Mishnah Achreina now, according to Beis Hillel, agrees that the Takona, that the Bezdin has to, Bezdin goes to the master and says, you have to free your slave. So therefore, Rashi says, even before the slave is freed, still there's a mitzvah now for him to be able to regal. Like, since there's a din, Bezdin makes it, that the master has to free him, we look as if he's going to be a freed person, he's not called an Eved anymore, therefore right now he has a right to go on the regal. Right. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Koch Hayovim that a chatzi eved also has a chiyuv to go on the regal. Why? Because the master is going to be forced to free him, so he considers as if he's a freed person already. Then the Mishnah says, "No chutz mi cheres shaitz v'katan."
These people are potter from this mitzvah, the regular, the Rashi. The Mishnah says, because they're potter from kol mitzvah shema Torah. They don't have das, they're potter from mitzvahs. Now, Zemar says, ketoni cherish adum yudishoyta. How Mishnah says a cherish, poshim means a person that can't hear, daima to a shoyta, v'kotin, and a cotton. That ma shoyta v'kotin, the la v'nei deya, the chsarn by a shoyta and a cotton, a fool, and a cotton, a kid, means he doesn't have enough das. He doesn't have enough understanding. That's the chesaron, and it's a p'tur in kol tera kula. A katan is potter mikol mitzvahs midiraisa for the svara lav b'nei deya. The Torah was given to people that have das. When they become bar mitzvah or a girl becomes bas mitzvah, then they become b'nei deya. They have the chiyuv to do mitzvahs. Before that, they don't have enough das. The Torah didn't give them mitzvahs. Lav b'nei deya. There's a chura af cherish the lav bar deya. Who would do when the Mishnah means this cherish, this deaf person, is potter also because he doesn't have enough das, enough understanding. Who? So what does that mean? Well, Kamashman is teaching us kiritznan, like we learn like this. Cherish shedibru chachom mechomokim. That whenever the chomim, a Mishnah, whenever it says a loshin of a cherish, what does the cherish mean? It means the case of she'eno shemeya v'yeno medaber. It means both things. It's like deaf and dumb. He can't hear and he can't talk. A person that can't hear and can't talk, that's called like a dumb person. He doesn't have das. He's mamish like a shaiter in a cotton. That's why he's put them in a mitzvah. Somebody could talk, but he can't hear. But as long as he could talk, he could have some communication with other people. He could be a bar das. He could have das. He could have understanding. And it was in the opposite way. Somebody that could hear, even though he can't talk, is chayiv. Then that person would have a chiyuv to the early regal. Now the din here of the Mishnah is the argument of Ptur that a cherish doesn't have das, he's la b'nei deninu, he's like a shaita and like a cotton. So that means only that he can't talk and can't hear, he is excommunicated, that's called like a fool. Now Shankar, if he could do one of the two, then he has das, so merely he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs, he'll be mechuyiv in the mitzvah the regal also. Rashi, cherish shedibro v'chachom mechomokam, shehishvu oisai l'shaita. That the Chacham always put together this lashon of a cheresh shaita v'katan is la dibru ella b'mi sheina shemei v'ena medaber. The Chacham, the Gemara always means the place where you can't hear and you can't talk. Hochi kimlu l'rabbonin to mi sheina shemei v'ena medaber the la b'nei deninu. That person is called la b'nei deninu. But somebody that's a bar, but somebody can hear or somebody could talk, he's called a bardas. I just wondered a little more before, I forgot, that when the Mishnah Achrayna says that there's new takana, we force the master to free his eved. So Chul Rishon the Master Kasha, that there's Nisar Asay. The Pasuk says, Do'elam Ben Tavoidu. There's Nisar Asay, you're not allowed to free an eved Kenani. When you own an eved Kenani, the Pasuk says, Do'elam Ben Tavoidu, there's a mitzvah you have to work for him for always, that you're not allowed to free him. So how could the Chum tell you to free your eved Kenani, you're being over Nisar Asay? So Rana answers that the pshat from the Sitzer Asay is just like there's a law of Leisitzchonim Bum. You can't give them a present. You can't give a guy a present. Leisitzchonim Bum. You can't give them a present. So what then? You can't free an Eved Kenani. So if you're just freeing him for no purpose, that's the Yisat Torah. But if there's a purpose why you're freeing him, then there's no Yisat Torah. See, since there's a big reason to the kind of mitzvah peruvu, that's the reason why you're freeing him, not just for giving him a present, therefore there's no iser of leidlam b'em tabodu. Therefore you're allowed to free him. Yeah. Right. So where it says now, Tanino lo the Tanu Rabbanan. We learned, like it says over here, the Rashi Matisin, Lord of Tanu Rabbanan Rabbi Braisa. The Lamad Rashi Misha Braisa says, Ikur Vesem Chumla. Comes teach us that the Braisa is right. What we learn, Hamedaber V'yene Shemeya. If somebody could talk, but he can't hear, Zel Cherish. That's called the Cherish. Shemeya, if somebody could hear, V'yene Medaber, he can't talk, Zel Elam. That's called an Elam. An Elam means his mouth is closed, he can't talk. Now, Zev is Zev Harayim Kepichim. L'chol Devrayim. Both of them have a locho like a smart person. L'chol Devrayim. That means they're mechuyim to call a mitzvahs. Shrashi Zev is Zev Kepichim. Heinukim Asnisin. To loy potter el cherish hadoim el shoyter. Like our Mishnah. That what cherish is potter min a mitzvahs, a cherish that's doima to a shaita of a cotton doesn't have das, that can't talk or can't hear. But a shaita that could do one of the two, he's like a pikeach, l'chol devarim is like a smart person, and he has a mitzvah, he's mechuyav a mitzvah. How do we know the medaber v'yeinu shemeya zeh cherish? Somebody that could talk and can't hear, that's called a cherish. A cherish means he's deaf. Shemeya v'yeinu medaber zeh ilam. A person that can't talk, that's called an ilam. How do you know that? The Yechzir, of course, the pasuk says, v'ani kecherish lo yeshmo. I'm like a cherish that I can't hear. A pasuk in Tehillim. You see, clearly, cherish means you can't hear. Deaf is called a cherish. U'chilam lo yiftach piv. And like an elam that I can't open up my mouth, to see a person that's speechless, can't talk, he's called an elam. The boy is saying another pshat is, could the Amri Inshi Poshna with people talk? Eshtaka milula, it was taken away his mouth, his talk, that's called an elam. An elam means the person was taken away his power of speech, he can't talk. Shashi boy is saying, elam kemashmo, natrikin, eshtaka milula, nito dibure. Elam means the lashon of eshtaka milula was taken away his power of speech, that's called an elam. Right, medaber v'yena shemeya. Shemeya v'yena medaber is chayiv. But a person that could do one, either talk or else hear, he's called a bikeach, he has a chiyuv in mitzvahs, he has a chiyuv to be able to regal. Furthermore, about Tanya, we learned like this. Medaber v'yena shemeya. Somebody could talk but can't hear. Or else shemeya v'yena medaber. Potter? It does not like this. Does it potter in a mitzvahs? Mashmah is also called a cherish. On a ravina b'tayim a rova chasura mechzer. Now something is missing in that brayso. V'ochi katoni. This is the way it should say. Rashi says potter mitzvah is min a ria. It means you potter mitzvah ria. A kashin adodi must list the brayso to spira. So something is missing. And this v'ochi katoni. Ha'akel chayav and beria over simcha. Everybody has the chiyuv to be a regal and to makayim mitzvah simchas regal. So master v'chagecha. Chutz micheres hamadaber v'ena shemeya. Shemeya v'ena madaber. Shepotah min a riyah. He's potah for mitzvahs riyah. But for yafa pi shepotah min a riyah, chayiv b'simcha. But you know, mitzvah simcha that he still has. V'yashen oloi shemeiv loi medaber, shayte v'kotin, potah raf min a simcha. He's potah even for the mitzvah simcha. Hoyo lo pturi mikol mitzvahs amur b'tayra. Since if his mamish ain't a shemeiv ain't a medaber, that's called like a shayte v'kotin, lab b'nei deninu, he's potah mikol a mitzvahs. He's even part of a mitzvah simcha. But a cherish that could hear or could talk, he's mechuyiv a mitzvah. Therefore, he's mechuyiv a mitzvah simcha. But ain't a chanami. The mitzvah's only regal, this one mitzvah is potter. We'll soon see why. The mitzvah's only regal, the attacker is potter. So Rashi says, Omar Rav, Rashi says, Ma'asis in the Tony, Eitzel, Riyah, Cheresh, Doim, Lashoyta, Chasuri, Mesloch, Tony. The Avopi, the Loidomi, Lashoyta, Potter, the Chitani, Ma'asis, and Doim, Lashoyta, Gabi, Simcha. Like it's halfway. The get to mitzvah simcha, it's only where shaita, who the toni, who trei mini cherish toni mastis. Now Mishnah means two types of a cherish. Chasur mesed mastis vachet toni. Hakoch yavam riyah chutz micherish koldu. Any type of a cherish is potter from a mitzvah riyah. Oy shemei veni medaber and medaber veni shemei. We'll soon see why. The afa pisha potter bialish riyah li rois, but nesvegan a mitzvah simcha is mechuyevin. So tell you this, the Chur, according to this Pshat, it should have said Noshim is also Mechuyiv in Simcha. And what it means to say is that the Mechuyiv in Simcha, Noshim also Mechuyiv in Simcha. Right. That's what we're answering now. That in a Chanami, Cheresh that first says that it's Potter, even a Cheresh that could talk, if he can't hear, or if he can't talk and he could hear, he's Potter for the mitzvah of the regal. The special mitzvah of the regal is Potter. But all of the mitzvahs is Mechuyiv. Versus Tanya Nam Yochum, another like this also. Ha'akil Chayavim Riyav in Simcha. Chutz micheresh hamadaber v'yena shemeya. Shemeya v'yena madaber. Even one of them, he can't hear or he can't talk. Shepturim min a riyah. Such a person is potter from the regal. V'yafa pi shepotim min a riyah. Even though this person is potter from the mitzvah of the regal.